Welcome back. Perhaps this is the moment you have been waiting for. This is our final of our 36 videos that are the content of the course Developing Great Commission Skills. We've looked at six prominent skills that are necessary to be a Great Commission church, and we've broken those down into six skill topics each. And so we're going to wrap things up today. We're wrapping up with what I'm calling from theory to practice. Now, I realize that this has been a teaching exercise, but I want you to think of it also as a training exercise. And we'll speak more about that as we work our way through. So let's just dive in. One of the most significant gaps that manifests following any training endeavor is the gap between what has been covered and the practice of implementing those ideas, concepts, tools, and principles. Again, I realize that this is a teaching environment, and I'm thought of as your teacher, but I'd like for you to think about me as a trainer. I think of myself as a trainer. And in fact, in my ministry, I tend to do more training than teaching. So anytime information is being disseminated, especially Great Commission information, my thought is not so much what you might come to know, but what you might come to do with this information, these ideas, these principles, these tools, these concepts that we've been looking at throughout this entire journey. So let me remind you of that distinction between teaching and training. You know, teaching is information driven, and the objective of teaching is the acquisition of knowledge. And I certainly hope that a great deal of teaching has happened here throughout this course, and that you have in fact gained a great deal of knowledge. But we want to add to that training. Training is implementation driven or execution driven, and the objective of training is the acquisition of skills. So it is my hope and prayer that you will take this knowledge that you have gained and implement that knowledge skillfully so that you can really make a difference in people's lives. Effectiveness lies in what is done, not in what is known or even planned. You see, the fact that you have learned certain things, you have gained certain knowledge, is not going to impact people. What is going to impact people is when you apply that knowledge skillfully in working with them, in bringing the gospel to their door. All right, so what are we going to do with this knowledge? Well, the actions that you take will determine whether or not this knowledge truly becomes a skill. Another way of phrasing it, what will you do with your increased Great Commission ministry knowledge? Now, let's talk about support for a moment. As you are about to complete the requirements for this course, I want you to be aware of the ongoing support that is available to you. First of all, you have the eternal support of God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. God wants you to do well. God wants you to be effective in carrying out the ministry that He's called you to. And so you're going to have the support of Almighty God as you move forward in placing these new bits of knowledge into skill and taking those skills into reaching people as you create Great Commission ministry. Personally, corporately, through whatever ministry application you happen to be working in. Secondly, you've got the support of the GO Center, which is the ministry that I lead. You see my name there on the screen. You see my email address. I want you to feel free to contact me anywhere along the way. If you have a question, if you have a comment that you'd like to make, if you want a recommendation of a resource or something of that sort, please feel free to send me an email. And I will ask you to do this. If you do so, please identify that we came in contact with each other, although it's digital contact. We came in contact with each other through this course. That will give me an idea of what our point of reference is, and will help me to know what you've already been exposed to through my teaching and training. You know, you also have the ongoing support of the Christian Leaders Institute, CLI. There are so many resources available to you through CLI that I hope that you will spend some time on the website, that you will investigate what is available to you, that you will become familiar with how to navigate through the website to grab hold of those resources. You know, there's an infinite number of courses of various kinds and various levels that you can utilize to help build your knowledge and skill. And who knows, that might be possible somewhere down the line that you might actually contribute to the ministry of CLI as a teacher or in some other capacity. There are lots of ways that you could serve through CLI, earning one of the certifications, that become a field minister. There are all kinds of different ways that CLI can support you in whatever ministry God has called you to do. So please understand that you're not out there alone, and that we are here for you to help out in any way that we can throughout your ministry. Now, I'm going to do something might seem a little strange, but in closing out our time together, I had an idea that I might share something with you. Throughout these videos, I have referred to many, many different books and resources. So I thought it would be interesting for me to walk you through a list of the most prominent ones that we've used, so that you can get a look at the book, the author, and that sort of thing. And you know, obviously, if you want to order any of these books, yeah, you could do that. But you know, I'm finding that most of these authors and most of the information that is included in these books is very often is available through a website. And much of it is open source, much of it is free access. So I'm going to walk through this with you expose you to what these materials are, and you can take it from there. First of all, I've used several systematic theologies. These three are essentially my go-to systematic theologies. One by Louis Burkhoff, one by Wayne Grudem, and one by Michael Horton. Now, all three of these individuals are highly reliable, noted theologians. And so, you know, if you were ever wondering, well, of all the systematic theologies out there, which one should I use? These would be the ones that I would recommend that you go to. Next, I quoted from the book Visioneering by Andy Stanley in our discussion about the connection between vision and the glory of God. Remember, we talked about the fact that God's priority is His glory. And so one of the key ingredients in any vision from God for our churches has got to include the glory of God. Will Mancini wrote a book called Church Unique. We talked about this in the context of how God's vision embeds itself into our lives. So God's vision is not just something that we do almost as an assignment, as a job. It's something that we live. And Church Unique has a unique way of presenting that in the book. I referred to the Heath brothers in at least three of these videos. The book Made to Stick, with their communications model, Success, S-U-C-C-E-S. Somebody give me another S, okay? What, S, simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, emotional, stories. Very, very interesting book to read, and a lot of great information about communication. I shared with you my study with ProSci in change management, introducing you to the ADCAR model of processing change. Awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, reinforcement. This book goes into that model in great detail. I mentioned John Cotter on two or three occasions. Cotter is known for his eight-stage process for navigating organizational change. And that eight-stage process is unpacked in both of these books, Leading Change and The Heart of Change, a very interesting marketplace book. The Time Cleanse from Stephen Griffith contributed to a couple of our videos, most notably, of course, our discussion of managing ministry time. I recommend that book. We talked about the Giant Worldwide as a leadership development enterprise and the five gears, emphasizing the fact that multitasking gear number four, is where we tend to spend most of our ministry lives, but the great need for gear number five, focused, uninterrupted time, and how to go about getting that kind of time planned into our ministry calendars. I didn't mention too much about this book. I did refer to it once, The One Thing, written by Gary Keller. My comment about from The One Thing had to do with multitasking. Gary Keller really believes that multitasking is a great way to do a whole lot of things at once, not very well. So what he recommends is that we zero in on one thing. Now, this might be a bit ironic, but he talks about two one things. The first one thing has to do with purpose. You know, what is the big one thing that is our reason for being, the thing that drives us, the thing that motivates us, our purpose in life? The other one thing would be our priority. So we have purpose and priority. Our overarching purpose, our why do we do what we do, what motivates us, what inspires us. But the one thing that is our priority would be, what is the one thing we need to be doing that will move us toward successfully fulfilling that purpose? Very interesting book. Similar to Simple Church in that he talks about focus, you know, saying no to almost everything. We mentioned this book a couple of times, Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. This book includes the time management matrix, you know, urgent, not urgent, important, not important. Excellent book for overall effectiveness, but that one section of the book does a great job in addressing time management. Then we had this very whimsical book from Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. You might recall that one of her principles is discard ruthlessly. We use this in regard to our filing system, you know, decluttering our 1 to 31s, the files of the months and the files of the future years. Say It in Six, very entertaining book, talks about how so much time is lost in communication. People talk too much, they talk too long. Meetings tend to go overboard. A lot of time is wasted in meetings. And so this is a book that really helps to streamline our interaction with each other, both in terms of communications and in terms of holding meetings that are of value. Simple Church, I mentioned a great deal. Tom Rainer and Eric Geiger looking at clarity, movement, alignment, and focus. And I associated this book with our platform of strategic initiative. You know, spiritual renewal coupled with strategic initiative. And Simple Church is the book that we use as a point of reference for strategic initiative. The four disciplines of execution, the 4DX model. Remember, we talked about lead measures and lag measures. Our tendency in the church is to think of lag measures as targets, but in fact, it's the lead measures that move us toward those targets. So more emphasis on the lead measures, less emphasis on the targets is the way to go. Excellent book. The Leadership Ladder in both book and workbook. This is a book that I have written along with my co-author, Steve Ogney, who was a very dear friend and colleague for a lot of years before he passed away. This book is about developing missional leaders in the church. Remember, we talked about the two side rails, building biblical character, building biblical knowledge, and the six rungs from the bottom up, living missionally, making disciples, mobilizing ministry, leading leaders, and ultimately planting churches. So this book and workbook, where it's been used mostly, to my knowledge, is lots of churches have used this for leadership training. Within the scope of their churches, making sure that their leaders are fully ramped up in terms of their understanding of Great Commission ministry or missional ministry and leading the church in a missional direction. We talked about candor, about the ability of being able to share the, quote, unvarnished truth, to share, to be vulnerable, to be transparent, and the value of that. Creativity, Inc., written by Ed Catmull, who is very high up on the executive level of Pixar, and then Radical Candor from Kim Scott, who I think is a consultant to very successful businesses, helping them to gain that ability to have very open conversation by expressing radical candor. Few more of these. Sky Jethani's book, With. Remember our teaching about abiding in Christ, John 15, the fact that we've got to be addressing spiritual formation. We talked about this in the context of John 15, the branches abiding in the vine. And we had those different ways of, wrong ways of relating to God, life over God, life under God, life from God, life for God, but the correct way, the right way of relating to God, life with God, where we are embedded into the Father, Son, and Spirit, who are guiding our path every day. Now, we use this book at the Go Center as our touch point for spiritual renewal. So, With, spiritual renewal, Simple Church Strategic Initiative. All right, I think we're getting to the end here. Eat that frog, Brian Tracy. That crazy idea of Mark Twain's that, you know, eat a live frog first thing in the morning and the rest of your day is only going to get better. The idea of, look, facing the difficult things head on. In this case, the difficult thing was, how do you share your faith when it's outside of your comfort zone? And remember the challenge from my friend who said, hey, if your comfort zone doesn't allow for faith sharing, you need a new comfort zone. So cultivate a new comfort zone, okay? So I think that wraps up our little walk through reference books. So we're going to close with this. Remember from session number one, the X52 triangle. The X referring to an X factor of proactive Great Commission leadership, and the 52, which is derived from Judges 5:2, which reads in the ESV that the leaders took the lead in Israel, that the people offered themselves willingly, bless the Lord. So what's the combination that moves churches forward? In this case, moves churches forward toward Great Commission ministry. Well, leaders take the Great Commission lead. The people of the church offer themselves willingly, sacrificially, to Great Commission ministry. And when those two things happen, God's blessing is poured out on such a church because that church is being obedient to going and making disciples, baptizing, and teaching obedience to the commands of Christ. That's how all this works, and all of this combined together results in what? Great Commission skills. And we take those skills out in the community, skilled laborers going into the harvest, the plentiful harvest, waiting to be gathered into the family of God. So, that concludes our study. I thank you so much for all the work that you've put in so far and the work you have left to finish out the requirements of this course. But beyond this course, it's my hope and prayer that you will be completely fulfilled in your ministry and that you would serve God well in a way that is honoring and glorifying to Him in ways that reach people with the love, the grace, the mercy, the person of Jesus Christ in ways that build the kingdom of God. So God bless your efforts in the name of Jesus. Amen.